USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It is potentially a really, really terrible situation. So we'll see what happens.
That's President Trump. As the mystery surrounding the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist who's from Saudi Arabia deepens, Jamal Khashoggi last seen on video walking into the embassy in Turkey, but he is not seen leaving the building. Some believe he was killed. Now President Trump getting involved, saying he'll be making a call.
Have you spoken to the king of Saudi Arabia about this matter?
I have not. I have not called him. I will be calling him. I will be calling at some point King Salman.
Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. At least 11 people killed and the number expected to rise as first responders go door to door looking for people still unaccounted for. Supplies slowly trickling into the hardest hit areas like Mexico Beach and Panama City. This is USA Radio News.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Continuing now with news about the U.S. stock market. Wow, it has been on a wild ride all week. Stocks closing in positive territory at the close. The Dow up 287, the Nasdaq up 168. But the market's still down about 4% on the week. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports economic experts say October can be volatile. Here's his report.
Dan Geltude is a CPA, and he joined Fox Business and said October can be sometimes known as a very volatile month.
We already know historically that October is a very volatile month. Now, volatility doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to go down. In fact, that's not always the case. We're going to have ups and downs. Why? Look, we're ending the third quarter. Now we're going into the real earnings period. What's going to happen as things are shaping up, as we get to see whether companies are really going to hit those year-end numbers, particularly with the benefit of all the tax cuts?
I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A member of a classic rock band suing the rest of the group. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with details.
Lindsey Buckingham is angry that his bandmates at Fleetwood Mac essentially told him, kicking him off the band's current tour. In the lawsuit, the guitarist-songwriter is seeking his share of the tour proceeds, saying he still wants and is able to perform. The suit names bandmates Mick Fleetwood, Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, and John McVie. Buckingham claims he was told 5 days after the group appeared at Radio City Music Hall last January that the band would be touring without him this fall. He says he would have been paid at least $12 million for his share, and he wants that money. The more than 50-city tour began on October 3rd with Mike Campbell and Neil Finn replacing Buckingham. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Carolina pastor Andrew Brunson will be set free after being detained in Turkey for more than 2 years. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Pastor Brunson was charged with being involved in a failed 2016 coup attempt in Ankara. If found guilty, Brunson would face a 35-year prison sentence. Negotiations have been held in Ankara, and according to Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department, Brunson will continue to receive support.
Our folks from our embassy in Turkey have been very engaged in this case, have been providing assistance and support in any way that we can for Pastor Brunson and his family.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.